This morning on the Tom Joyner Morning Show, our special guest, Usher.
That won The Voice. What's going to happen?
Well, right now he's working like crazy. He's getting the understanding of what it is to be an artist. He's doing them early morning interviews. He's been traveling all around, but really just enjoying it, you know. The first half is to go to New York and do interviews. He's going to spend a little time with his family. Then we're going to get started on his record next.
Uh-huh. Now,
yeah.
And does that include just a short lesson on how not to go Bieber?
You know, this is a 38-year-old man.
Right.
So he's been through enough in his life.
Trying to get there.
Yeah, there you go. You don't get 38 and, you know, just stay, you know, going crazy.
At what point, though, when all this Justin Bieber stuff was going on, at what point did you say, "Oh boy, I think I made a monster"?
Oh, I have a long talk with that boy or something.
Well, I mean, you know, we all got children. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about the fact that, you know, when you go through life's journey, you're gonna go through some stuff. You know, you gotta, you know, understand that, you know, the internet don't let up, though, you know. So it's like, it ain't like he can just go through stuff on his own. He's always got a camera there.
You know, we were talking earlier about the talent shows that are out there now. And it was a time, and I mean, not long ago, when you could come off one of those talent shows and you had a great career. But lately, I would say, in the last 5 years, I can't think of any one person that's come off a talent show and had a successful entertainment career. Can you?
You know what? Not in America, but there's obviously, you know, shows in the past that really worked like that. You're right. And I'm hoping that this will be a different time for an artist like Josh, because he's a real person. And against the kind of the standard of what it was to be, you know, a successful artist. Here you have a 38-year-old man with three children, and he's married. But this was obviously, you know, people not just voting with their ears. Yeah, he's a dope singer, but more than that, people cared about him. You know, that's why they voted for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a big part of that.
Story.
He's got story. Story. Yeah, his background and his backstory,
Or he begins to talk about who he is and where he comes from and, you know, sing music that's relevant to him. That's how people get into him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can we talk about your movie, Hands of Stone?
Yeah.
this is the movie that he's making about Sugar Ray Leonard, right?
Yeah, I'm really interested in this movie.
You know, Tom's a big boxing aficionado. He's a big boxing fan. So you took on this role, which I think is a really good casting move.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to seeing you not only play Sugar Ray, but I'm looking forward to what I understand is your first sex scene in the movie, Usher.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
No, thank you. I think we'll be saying.
Any new business ventures coming up, Usher? Let's see, with Cleveland Cavaliers, the fragrance. What else you got? What else you got cooking?
I mean, I think I'm doing pretty good, but no, I'm saying my ass is literally about to be famous. You're gonna see my ass.
Yes. In Hands of Stone, we're gonna literally see the good parts of Usher.
Yeah, there you go, the ass of us. yeah, I got a few good things going on. Just won The Voice, first overall draft pick for the Cleveland Cavaliers. We're feeling real good about that. And, you know, Good Kisser, album coming out in August. So I'm just getting ready, man.
All right. Usher, baby.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And going on the road?
Yeah, I'll come home later.
He's been on the road.
But I mean, now
a tour.
You got Good Kisser.
Yeah,
Good Kisser. You want to
see more. Working hard.
Yes, you are.
All right, Usher. Got to be there at the top. You got 4 minutes to make it there on time.
It's the Tom Joyner Morning Show.